A day after Salt Lake City Police Chief Chris Burbank resigned from the department, Mayor Ralph Becker shared more details about the events that led to the chief's departure. KUER's Whitney Evans reports.
Salt Lake City Mayor Ralph Becker says he gave former Police Chief Chris Burbank the benefit of a doubt up until the day the chief resigned. At 3 o'clock on Thursday, Becker asked Burbank to make a decision, publicly apologized to the police officers who'd been sexually harassed by former Deputy Police Chief Rick Finley and Salt Lake City, do nothing and face termination, or resign. At 3:45, Becker announced Burbank had chosen to resign.
And I was prepared that regardless of the outcome of our decision, that we would walk out either together or I would walk out and announce the results of the meeting.
Burbank declined to read a prepared apology presented to him. Becker says his office pressed Burbank for months to demote Finley following sustained allegations of sexual harassment. The mayor says it became clear to him that Burbank was unwilling to follow his orders.
You know, if I have a fault in this matter, it is that I wanted to give the chief the benefit of the doubt. And I believe the chief, with his incredible public service here, deserves that.
Speaking to reporters Thursday, Burbank said he made the right decision despite the disagreement with Mayor Becker. Finley remained on administrative leave until he retired with full benefits.
Ultimately, that responsibility lies with me. And I have always taken that responsibility with great pride and great care, and have absolutely never allowed sexual harassment to occur in the police department. And when I found out about it, it was dealt with appropriately.
Becker told KUER that he stands by his actions. He's appointed Deputy Chief Mike Brown to lead the department until he selects a new chief. Whitney Evans, KUER News.